Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
I think it makes a lot of sense for you to be very aware of what LinkedIn is, the social media platform for networking globally. LinkedIn, LinkedIn. Thanks to technology, we've become ever more connected with people worldwide. I mean, through social media, we can follow the lives of our friends and families and even celebrities. With 24-hour news channels, we get constant updates on the state of current affairs in the country and every other country around the world. And we can also find employment much easier than ever before, and recent trends in employment and future trends in employment as well. In recent years, there's been a shift in the ability to find employment, particularly employment that you would ideally like to pursue as your career. This is down to a variety of reasons, including higher levels of supply and demand, lower wages, and higher costs of living. And this is what LinkedIn is for, an employment-oriented service designed specifically to help you find the best job available depending on your experience, ability, and location. You might now think that it's not important to be able to use LinkedIn, but as you get older, your employment will be crucial. So to give yourself the best possible chance of finding employment, learning about LinkedIn would be a very wise thing to do. Not least because if you begin to put a profile together now and think about adding to that profile as you move forward over the next few years, then you'll find that it's a very good investment for your future, and you will use it every few months. You will go to it, you will take bits out and you will put them into other places, just like a savings bank. Save now for the future. When my daughter was doing her A-levels and looking at which colleges to go to, I persuaded her it's time we put a LinkedIn profile together. So we did over the next few weeks, and then she went back to it every few months and added the odd certificate here and there that she was picking up, whether it was short residential courses or whether it was Future Learn or Coursera courses that she wanted to do. So now she has a LinkedIn profile to be proud of, and it also was used in her supporting statements to get into college because it was so full of different experiences and qualifications, and it showed her determination. So please do think about opening a LinkedIn account. It's completely free. So yes, it does work. If you take any social media app, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you can clearly see the main focus behind each one. So for example, Instagram is a photo and picture orientated one. LinkedIn, on the other hand, is purely focused on business and employment, with nearly 800 million members. 800 million people could have access to your profile. So if you want to know whether it works or not, I think that number speaks for itself. Now, with that number of users, there's massive potential for employment opportunities, especially on the global stage. Even if you don't use this social media as much as some of the other ones, it's still a very good idea to create a thorough and detailed account, which you can update whenever something big happens, because you never know who might be looking at you. The thing to remember is that not all the users are people looking for jobs. Recruiters, managers, executives, just to name a few, all have accounts. And you're going to want to start looking professional in front of these people as well. And just as they can see your profile, you can see theirs. You can get a better idea as to what they're after, what they've achieved, what they like to work with. In so many industries, a lot of people get their break from knowing the right people at the right time. And I would suggest that I've had an amazing career in multiple countries and met thousands of wonderful people. And I've been very lucky because I put myself there in the right place at the right time using platforms such as LinkedIn. It all comes back to that famous saying, it's who you know, not what you know. Well, there is a lot of truth in that. When it comes to employment, first impressions are crucial. If you want to leave a good impression on the people who make decisions, then making your LinkedIn profile as good as it can be might well be a way forward for you. So if you're asking the question whether LinkedIn actually works for you to find employment, and if the short answer is yes, it does. You work to live. What this means is that if you want to enjoy your life and the time you get to spend with friends and family and working hard can make this a reality. Of course, finding that dream job is easier said than done. But LinkedIn can help you to find it or find a way to get it. But there are more benefits than that. Like I said, nearly 800 million people use LinkedIn, and not just for a laugh. They use it to help themselves. It's not a joke, it's not an Instagram, it's not a meme. It's a very practical way to get yourself known and what you can offer. It's free to use. LinkedIn costs nothing. It's free to use. Imagine trying to explain to someone 30 years ago the concept of LinkedIn. They'd never believe you. And yet you today have millions of jobs that you can browse through at your leisure until you find the right one for you. And I repeat, for free. You can enroll your profile in a premium account, which costs a few pounds a month. But for most people, that's completely unnecessary. The only thing it costs you is time to update it. 5 minutes a month, maybe 5 or 6 minutes every couple of months. More than just employees. It's not just people looking for jobs who use LinkedIn. After all, the jobs have to come from somewhere. People in positions of power in business and retail and film and music and health and tech, fashion, pretty much everything all use LinkedIn. And these people can view your profile. They can check out your accomplishments, your experience, your ambitions, all from what you put in there. Companies and people post articles, they write articles of interest, and you can follow those particular people. They would become your connections. So the wonderful thing about LinkedIn is you can find like-minded people who follow the same interests and engagements that you do, and you can make your name known. You could become quite a famous blogger. You could have articles published because you put them on LinkedIn. What these act as are visual aids to potential employers that you can be trusted. The more connections you have, the more people see your profile. And when more people see your profile, the higher chance you have of getting known and finding a dream job. Now, most jobs these days will ask you to fill out an application form online. It's standard practice. But if you ever noticed occasionally at the bottom of the application form, they might ask you to put a link to your LinkedIn profile if you have one. What this can do is give the employer even more of a reason to pick you. If your LinkedIn profile is full of connections, has clear goals and ambitions and highlights of what you're good at, and shows examples of this with past work on top of your CV, then you're giving yourself the best possible chance of being picked. Not only this, but it shows initiative. What this tells the employer is that you're keen and you want to work. And if you're able to combine ability, experience and passion, then you will find a job. LinkedIn isn't all about people looking at you and what they want from you. It's what you want from them. No one wants to work for a company or a business that doesn't have their best interests at heart, that take care of you. Understanding what you need from your employer is the other side of work, and LinkedIn can help provide this. We've spoken about the different types of people that use LinkedIn, but entire businesses and companies have profiles. If you're potentially going to work for one of these businesses that has a profile, LinkedIn is a great way to gather information and assess whether you really want to work for them or not. You can see their history, their connections, their accomplishments, their goals, their missions and visions and values, and work out whether or not they align with yours. Now, with this information, you can avoid working for the wrong people in the wrong industry and save yourself a lot of time and effort by not applying for the wrong jobs. It's all about your personal brand. It's not the standard format of social media, but it's still considered one all the same. LinkedIn wants people to share things on its platform. It wants its users to interact and converse with one another. But just because it doesn't do this in meme form doesn't make it not a social media company. It is one of the largest. If you've been recommended to someone and they Google your name, often social media accounts will be the first thing to pop up in the search, LinkedIn included. Having the right attitude, using the correct formalities, and just generally being sensible, mature, and adult can help you build your online brand. Every single person who has a social media account has a brand, and your brand matters. So allow LinkedIn to improve it and maybe help you move up the ladder in life. And remember, you can pop in and out, and you can add to it, and you can change it whenever you want to. Unfortunately, there's no guarantee that LinkedIn will lead to a career or a job. It's a gamble you have to take and work at it. Improve it. Learn from your mistakes. But what it does give you is the best possible chance. It puts your name out there for hundreds of thousands of people to see in a wide range of industries on varying scales of importance. So if you want to know why you should use LinkedIn, the answer is simply because it could change your life. And I'm not advertising LinkedIn. I'm not marketing them in any way. I'm not being paid to do this. I'm just telling you something that can help you in your future and help you get a start on that ladder of life. Have a look. Go in and have a look at it. LinkedIn.com. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative. And you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.